Hi, guys. I missed you guys. How many weeks has it been since before Thanksgiving? Oh, whatever it is. Hope everybody's doing well. So, obviously, huge game, divisional game at home in front of our fans. It's going to be exciting. You know, the preparation this week's been fun. You guys worked hard. We had an extra day of practice Tuesday coming off last week's game. And attitude's been good. Effort's been good. Intention span's been really good in the meeting. So, we're ready to roll.
On that, the final play in Arizona where you guys are getting a little bit closer, what role do you have, if any, in kind of the decision-making process of whether to get a little bit closer on third down or just...
Yeah, you know, it's not my decision, but Coach Zimmer did ask me what his range was. We talked about the range, and, you know, I'm all for getting them closer because, you know, in the NFL, none of these are gimmies. I know the weather was good, that, you know, the dome was open. It was a beautiful night, and... You know, Blair had a great pregame. He kicked the ball well during the game. He had two nice field goals and the extra points he kicked through. You know, it still would have been about a 49-yarder. So, obviously, those aren't gimmies. And anytime you can get a little bit closer, I think when you have time, is a smart idea. And we did have the time. So, I supported that decision 100%.
How much do you see the cold weather kind of affect play calling on special teams?
Yeah, I think it affects everything, really. It affects the range for your field goal kicker. It's going to affect how you call your kickoff return game, if they're kicking into the wind, if they're kicking with the wind, how we call our kickoffs, whether we're going deep kick or a mortar kick or a liner kick, and obviously punts, you know, directional kick left or right. Which way do we want to return the ball? Which way do we think they're going to kick the ball if we pressure that side or not, that type of thing. So there's a lot goes into it, to be honest with you.
Field goal kicking, like the snapping, holding, kicking, everything. Is it more difficult in the cold, wind, or rain, would you say?
Probably rain because of the slickness of the ball. The wind, we have, you know, when Kevin is aiming on Jeff's body for the field goal snaps, he aims a little bit further inside, so it makes it a little bit easier for Jeff to handle if the wind does affect it. So we practice that a lot. Obviously, we've had cold weather. It's been nice lately, but we've had enough cold and windy weather to practice that technique. But there are some things we do a little bit differently, but for the most part, it's about the same.
Mike, when you've got facing a kicker like Robbie Gold, who's kind of struggled or missed some kicks recently, is there anything you can do in terms of trying to draw that out more?
No, I mean, Robbie's a pro. You know, he's been doing this a long time. He's been in slumps before, and he's fought through them. I hope he has one more week of a slump. It'd be great for us. But, you know, there's nothing that we can do differently except try to pressure him, just like we normally would anyway. So, you know, again, like being a pro that he is, I'm sure he's fighting through it this week. And, you know, he's a guy, I've known him over the years. He's a guy that cares a lot about his production and what he does for his football team. And like I said, hey, Robbie, if you're listening, let's do it one more week.
Usually you could probably consider TCF Bank an advantage with the outdoors and all the winds that swirl in there. Mm-hmm. But do you consider it against Chicago since they got to deal with kind of the same thing at Soldier Field?
Yeah, you know, the winds are different in every stadium. And I think TCF poses its own challenges because it's got the open end where Chicago really doesn't have that as much. But, you know, we sent Blair, Jeff, and Kevin down to TCF again yesterday. They had a great workout. We film all that stuff. And they get a lot out of it, too. So they both had – all three of them had good work yesterday, you know, because we were practicing indoors. So it worked out really well for us. And it wasn't really windy. It was a little bit more wet than anything. But anytime you go down there to get some confidence, it really helps.
Cordero's been able to pop a couple long touchdown returns in recent weeks. Is that something just where maybe more opportunities are happening because of – well, I guess weather wouldn't be a factor.
Well, it's not even many touchbacks because of weather maybe, or we're going to bring them out from deep. Yeah, I think so. Early in the year, we really couldn't get in a groove. Right now, I think that, you know, Cordell's doing a nice job. The guys blocking for him are doing a good job. We've had more of a consistent group blocking for him for the most part, and even the young guys that have stepped up have more experience under their belts, and they've really worked hard on the techniques. I mean, even in the walkthrough today, we're still working technique. You know, we're always talking about blocking with your feet first and moving your feet when the guy's trying to run around your blocks and that sort of thing. So, you know, the guys have worked hard. Cordero's starting to believe in what we're doing. You know, not that he didn't believe in it before, but you can just see that he's running harder and with a lot more confidence.
Is that partially him, like, gaining trust in the guys blocking in front of him?
It's probably part of it, yep. And with new guys every year that you have blocking for you, once he realizes, hey, these guys are doing a pretty good job for me, and, you know, when the seams are there, he's going to hit them 1,000 miles an hour, and that's what he did the other night, too.
Mike, how much of injuries impacted the guys that you've had available, whether guys get promoted on defense or losing special teams?
Yeah, you know, a little bit, you know, like they do every year. That's something that's part of the challenge of doing what I do for a living. So, you know, I kind of relish that challenge. That's why back in May we started getting these guys ready, you know, because you never know. And the guys that were on practice squad early in the year are now playing on special teams for us now. So the guys that take it seriously, the guys that pay attention, you got to try to keep them motivated when they are in the practice squad. And when they're on the scout teams, I tell them I watch that tape too, and I correct their technique even on the scout team because it's important, because sooner or later they're going to be playing for you. That's it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I really did miss y'all.